So yesterday we spoke about the klisheni and the issues of Kali Abishal and of course making tea. Again, best thing is don't make tea on Shabbos. Make tea sense before. If you have to make it on Shabbos, in very quick short, put the water into a third keli, into a third vessel, from the urn into a cup, and from the cup into another cup. Then place the tea bag in, assuming that you don't specifically want it to be colored. And when you remove the tea bag, remove it together with some of the tea, and don't apply any pressure. You might be running into schita issues by applying pressure. Okay, let's move on to talk about chazara and hatmana. These are probably the hottest issues when it comes to cooking. Chazara is replacing something on a fire, and all three issues that we've spoken about, cooking, looking, and caution, all come in together when it comes to replacing something back onto a fire. Number one, you have to make sure that the item was fully cooked previously. So therefore, you're going to be avoiding the actual cooking of it by putting it back to a fire. So you have to make sure it was cooked previously. If it's a dry item, we say ein bishel acha bishel. So it's not going to be a problem. You have a kugel, you have a cake, you have chicken without sauce, or at least without a considerable amount of sauce. So it's considered a dry item, and therefore there's no issue of cooking by putting it back onto a fire. If it's a liquid, you would have to ensure, again, that it was at some point mevushel kol tzarka, fully cooked, and the liquid also must be still retaining some of its original heat, that it didn't go down to room temperature. Some place can say it still has to remain yatzei ledes, but we're makel to say that even if it's below yatzei ledes, but above room temperature, it still has retained its original heat from the cooking, then it could be put back, and it's not considered bishel acha bishel. So again, salads and liquids that are already fully cooked, and there's no issue of it being recooked, then we avoid the problem of cooking. We move on to the next question, and that is, does it look like I'm cooking? If I take this item and put it now onto a skillet, onto a blech, onto a fire, into an oven, into a warmer, it looks like I'm cooking. The way Chazal told us to avoid this is twofold. One of them is, when you remove it, continue holding onto it, and have in mind that you plan on replacing it. So you're not initiating a placement of something into a heat source or onto a heat source. You're not initiating it. It's clear that I just took it off and I'm pulling it back on. We're going 360. I'm not putting something on a fire to cook. I'm just rewarming it or keeping its heat because it already was hot and cooked. So that's why when you take it off, you're supposed to have in mind that you're putting it back on. You're supposed to be holding onto it, and you should not put it down. La halacha, if you did put it down or you had to put it down, it was a heavy pot, as long as you're holding onto the handle and you plan to put it back, you're okay. So you have a hot pot of soup, you have a chalent on the crock pot, you have some chicken that you took off the blech. If you move it onto your counter and you're still holding onto it and you plan on putting it back on because some people are going to be, you know, walked out of the suda, coming back later and need to be reserved, you're holding onto it, serve from it, you could put it back on. So you're avoiding the looks of bishel by retaining the original placement and still holding onto it. Another thing that you have to do to avoid the looks of bishel is that you can't put it directly on a flame or into an oven or a warmer. You have to put it onto something that doesn't look like cooking. Hence, we have a blech, or we have hot plates that have upside down kalin on it, or putting it onto something else that's already sitting on the hot plate. All of these things are to make sure it doesn't look like it's being cooked. The third thing we have to be wary about is the precautions. Whenever you're reheating something or trying to make something warm, there's a danger that you might turn off the heat, you might touch the flame, and therefore it has to be covered. The knobs, the flame, some say you should have both covered. Hence, again, we have a blech, or you have a hot plate, a skillet, or a crock pot that the dial is covered. You have some kind of thing to block and to remind you not to make any adjustments to the flame. So again, all three things come into play. Make sure you're not actually cooking because it's already mevushel kol tzarka, and if it's a liquid, it still is warm. Second thing is, you have to make sure it doesn't look like bishel because you're still holding onto it and the flame is covered in a way that normally is not being cooked. And number three, you have to make sure the flame or the knobs are covered, or both are covered, so you should not come to do something wrong with it. I would like to talk about Chanukah tomorrow, so just quickly, hatmana. Hatmana means insulating. There's a concern that if somebody's busy trying to insulate something long term, they're really concerned for it to be very piping hot before they insulate it. And therefore, to insulate something hot on Shabbos is forbidden because we're scared you're going to try to reheat it a drop more before the insulation. So no insulation, a full insulation means totally wrapping something on Shabbos is permitted. On Shabbos, it's usher to insulate. Even the more so, on Erev Shabbos, it's also to insulate an item that still has heat being pumped into it. So putting something onto a blech, onto a hot plate, even onto an urn, and insulating the item before Shabbos on top of the urn, insulating is considered an over-concern for heat, and we're scared you're going to run into problems. So even by Erev Shabbos, if there is a heat source involved, you may not insulate the item. Wrapping something in silver foil is not considered insulating. That becomes the kli itself. But if it's in a pot or in silver foil, and then you double wrap, you add silver foil to it, because to serve as insulation, that's considered insulating. And we'll call it for now in cooking. We'll go into Hilchos Chanukah, and we'll get back to Shabbos later.